Well, you'll have seen in the news, all the news in Afghanistan with the Taliban takeover. We know the impact it's having on the people out there, in particular women and children. And one man who is determined to do something about it and is doing a fundraiser this coming Sunday, which I think you may all be really rather interested in, is a man called Michaela LaMotta. Michaela joins me on the line now. Michaela, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil.
So you're a tour guide and you're going to be doing some tours of Cambridge, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you do these tours regularly?
Yes, I do this tour regularly every weekend in Cambridge. I offer free walking tours where people are welcome to join to my tours. And then we walk around Cambridge for a couple of hours. And then at the end of the tour, if they're happy with the experience, then they can donate anything they want.
Sounds very good. And you do this not just in English?
No, I do it in Italian, in English, and also in Spanish.
Okay, my goodness me. Okay, that's two languages more than me then. And in terms of the situation in Afghanistan, what's drawn you towards doing a fundraiser for this?
Well, basically, I've always been interested in what's happening in this country. I mean, this country's been suffering for years and years and years. But then this summer, I mean, this tragic event happened this summer on the 15th of August when the Taliban took over again after 20 years of very fragile democracy, during which women, you know, could manage to get some sort of rights and they could actually live some kind of freedom. And they, in a matter of hours, they actually lost everything again. Yeah. And now we are in a situation where women and children are stuck at home, they're not able to go to work, they're not able to go to study, they're not even able to go out for work. Basically, they went back to prison. And the economic situation there is absolutely terrible because the international funding, they froze all the funding. And the worst point is that the larger family in Afghanistan, they're actually selling the younger children in order to feed the older children.
Oh my goodness! It's back to those days, then, is it? That's horrible. And as you said, you know, at that point, their women were getting careers, they were becoming income makers for their family, they were helping to bring money in to sustain. And now, just suddenly, that their options for work and for education have just been wiped away. So it is a pretty dire situation, I guess, for a lot of families out there. And we are seeing it on the news, but it's kind of slipped down the ratings a bit, hasn't it? We're focusing on other things and we forget about these stories once the initial Taliban takeover has happened. We kind of forget about it a bit, don't we?
Yes, because I think the worst is that I think with the difference between what happened 20 years ago, seems like the other country, it seems now that they actually forgive the Taliban this time.
Yeah.
They're not really quite interested in what's going on over there. When maybe 20 years ago, the Taliban were the enemy. So that's maybe the difference.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so what you're looking to raise money for it, but you're going to do this sort of properly through Just Giving, and you're actually giving the money to ActionAid, is that right? So that's going to be targeted support.
Yes, I opened a page on Just Giving. And I'm using, you know, ActionAid, you know, in order to actually transfer the money to Afghanistan. So people who can offer, people who want to donate some money to this my fundraising, can go on the Just Giving page, offer any sort of money they want. Even just a coffee is enough, and the money will go straight to ActionAid, and ActionAid, you know, will take care of it.
Sounds perfect. What we'll do is we'll put a link to your Just Giving on the podcast for this on the Cambridge 105 website, so people can just, after they've heard this, they can just go there, click on it, and go through. In terms of the actual walks then, so they're taking place this Sunday, and you're doing them one a language, is that right?
Yes, so basically the day that it's organised, it's like every weekend, basically. But on the 28th, it will be at 10 o'clock in the morning, there will be a tour in Italian. And up past 12, there will be a tour in English. And at 3 o'clock, there will be a tour in Spanish.
Fantastic. Is it the same route each time?
Yes, the same route each time. We meet at Market Square, outside the Pizzeria Franco Manca. And I will be there with the flag of Afghanistan, so everyone can actually see me this day there. So we leave from Market Square and we go all around the colleges and the monuments for about 2 hours, where during which I'm going to tell a bit of story with Cambridge, the Cambridge University, lots of funny stories, and a few poems as well.
Fantastic. And for anybody who's lived in Cambridge for any number of years, you know that actually you've lived in Cambridge and there will still be stuff you've never known. We find this with the Bridge the Gap Walk and everything. There's always somebody who tells you something you never knew. And I can see another twist on this. If there's anybody out there who's learning a new language, I mean, we're all going to maybe hopefully get to go back out abroad on holiday and everything next year. So there's people wanting to brush up on their Spanish. There's going to be people wanting to brush up on their Italian. Do yourself a challenge. Go on the Italian or the Spanish walk. That's a good... Yeah. And you can do the English one to compare your notes with. see how much you've learned.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And you will be surprised that sometimes I do have people from Cambridge coming to my tours, but they come to my tours because maybe they have visitors. So they went to see them. But they are the first to actually surprised to actually find out how little they know about their own town. And they're very happy then after that to come to my tours.
Oh, I think it's absolutely fantastic. So, as we said right ahead, you're going to do the tour and then people do donations afterwards. So there's not
Do the tour. Yeah, because my tours, they work this way. You come to my tour without an expectation. You come to my tour with the only thing to just listen to my stories. If at the end of the tour I make you happy, you put the price on your happiness.
Fantastic. All right, so it's 10 o'clock for the Italian tour, 12:30 in English, 3 o'clock in Spanish, meeting at the Market Square by Franco Manca Pizzeria on Sunday. This is amazing. How much are you looking to raise? Do you have any idea? Got a figure in your head that you'd like?
Well, my target is £1,000.
Okay.
So far, I already raised £267, which is not too bad.
That is really good. That's just from talking about it, is it? That's amazing. That's really good. Yeah. Well, listen, Cambridge never fails to bring up stories. It would be a really fascinating thing for anybody to do on a Sunday afternoon. And in doing this, you're giving help to Action Aid that's going to go to women and children in Afghanistan who certainly aren't going to see the same sort of Christmas as we're going to see. Michaela, it's a real pleasure to meet you. Good luck with it. And let's hope it sells out on Sunday.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for having me to your program, really.
My pleasure. Take care.
Okay, bye. Thanks.